This is Callender's James Webster outside the BAE Systems plant in Brough, where earlier on today there was a visit from the Shadow Defence Secretary, Jim Murphy. And he's been here to meet the workers and the union members and the bosses here at the plant to discuss the changes which were announced here a couple of months ago that could see 899 of the staff losing their jobs. The visit was hosted by the local MP, Diana Johnson, who was with him as she showed him round the plant to speak to the staff here. And one of the things that he was shown was a collection of folders containing profiles of some of the hundreds of staff who could lose their jobs. These have been put together by the families of some of those workers who would be affected. And they've got their colleagues to fill in sheets detailing what it would mean to them and their families if they were to be made redundant. There are photographs and they speak of how their family life would suffer. And ultimately, the organisers of that campaign hope that those folders can be handed in to Downing Street. Well, the Shadow Defence Secretary was very interested to flick through those folders and look at the details of the workers who would be affected here, noting how long some of them have worked here. Many have worked here for a couple of decades or more. And he was very interested to see those folders and to support the campaign. And he told us afterwards that he wants to make sure everything that can be done to save the jobs here is being done. And he'll be taking part in a Commons debate on the 24th of November, a full Commons debate about the future of BAE Systems. And he'll take away from here today everything that he's been told by the unions, by the workers, in the hope that more pressure can be put on the government to step in and try to save the jobs here. We'll have much more on his visit on Callender tonight at 6 on ITV1.